with us on this Monday, Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, today a huge day for the capital city as three presidential candidates making stops. And, of course, New York, for a long time not considered a state in play in a presidential contest, certainly is this year.
Yeah, it really is amazing that New York matters, not just for one, but both party primaries for president. I don't recall this happening in my lifetime, or at least during my two-plus decades here in Albany. I think today we're going to see Bernie Sanders in Albany. We're going to see John Kasich in the Capital Region. He's got two events. And then, of course, the headliner, Donald Trump, at 7 o'clock in Albany. Last week, Ted Cruz was here. Hillary Clinton was here. So New York counts. And these guys, because the New York primary is the only one that day and the only one between now and then, they're running it like a state campaign. They're all over the state, New York City and upstate.
And certainly the New York State GOP has had, well, some issues on endorsing.
Yeah, New York, the state GOP has not endorsed, although more than 30 GOP county chairmen have now backed Donald Trump, so he's certainly picking up steam. The feeling is he's going to do quite well in New York.
And how about on the Democratic side, Hillary and Bernie?
Hillary is leading, but you would think that as a former U.S. senator from New York who was elected twice statewide, her lead would be bigger, although a Fox poll shows that she's up, I think, by double digits, 12 points or so, 16 points, I think, actually, that came out. So it's going to be interesting to see how close it is and whether Sanders can make this a race. Now, in both parties, the primary is a different situation. It's not a winner-take-all. It's more like 27 separate primaries because it's delegates are based and doled out on how people do in each of the 27 congressional districts. So like for the Republicans, there's three delegates in every congressional district. If you win a district by more than 50%, you get all three. If you win it by less than 50%, you get two, and the second place winner gets one.
Very quickly, you have an interesting item in your column today on Hillary Clinton and Preet Bharara.
Yeah, Preet Bharara, whose shadow hangs over everything here in Albany, his term is up at the end of the Obama administration. Hillary Clinton came in for an editorial board meeting with the Daily News on Saturday, and I asked her, would you commit keeping Preet Bharara, who's seen as the cop on the beat here? And she said that it's important that U.S. attorneys do their jobs without favor, but did not commit to keeping him, said, I won't discuss personnel decisions, and wouldn't even comment on the type of job he's doing.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.